Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
Oh, sorry, we didn't make the cut today for a budget for full color. We're in lively black and white, though.
Oh, lively.
Yeah, we got to save that money for the snow removal tomorrow morning.
Now, come on. Well, by the way, welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Jason with Lex and Holly.
I forgot.
Is it, but it's been downgraded, right, Holly?
6 inches.
Between what and what?
Like, between 4 and 6.
Today?
By the time we're talking tomorrow morning, here, we're going to have another possible overnight. Half foot of snow overnight tonight.
Okay.
Which is kind of redundant. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
We don't care.
Thank you.
That's okay, but that's fine. Because originally, they thought, you know, there would be a possibility of another snowmageddon in 2009.
Right.
Know?
Yep.
But alas, no, that's fine.
Alas.
But alas, winter is still sticking around, and I just need to take a moment.
Please.
If you're feeling personally victimized by our Regina George winter.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
No.
We're in month 5 of this crap. Yeah. And I've got some feelings about it. Let's listen, please.
Yes.
This winter
is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Do not trust her.
Winter
is a fugly slut.
You're feeling the same way.
Yes. Yes.
You're
just
not
think
alone.
Of that. You're not alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Regina George winter.
Uh-huh.
All carb diet.
Mm-hmm. It is. I am just sick of it. And we're just, we're not through March.
Yeah.
But
hopefully
is it
supposed to be like, you know, it will come down and then it'll be gone.
Okay, Alexa.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Look at you, Mary Poppins.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take that optimism out of that bag.
Somebody's
got to
pull some stuff out of the bag.
Keep pulling it out, girl.
Yeah. Yes. We got this. We're good.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, and Cherie. A sweep is as lucky can be.
We ain't lucky, bitch. Oh.
Seriously, can we get 90-whatever-year-old Dick Van Dyke coming over here?
Oh. Yeah.
Spreading some joy, giving us some
Please.
Of those Malibu green smoothies that are keeping him young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we need some of those.
Oh. But no, I'm done. I'm with Regina George. I'm just... And again, I have my Brits coming in. They're on
That's
the plane right.
right
now. They're landing in a couple hours. And,
oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And I just, I need the weather to cooperate.
Yes.
All cooperate. Right. I don't really, I just need them to land. And now it looks like they're going to. And,
Yay!
And I'll be able, I mean, meaning I didn't
Once
want the
here.
Storm to affect. Yeah, they're in the air right now.
Yeah.
So we're all
fine.
Good. Because today, I don't really need to drive a lot. We're going to stay in the hood. Tomorrow, we're going to the Kelsey Ballerini show, which, by the way...
Where is that?
At the Armory.
Oh,
so, two things. Okay. So, the two things. I've never been to the Armory.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I know nothing about Miss Ballerini. Nothing. I'm
oh,
only
you're going to love her.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I need to know? Is there a song I should listen to?
What is her big song?
Thank you. That's why I'm coming to you, fine ladies. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I have to Google this.
Google.
Love Me Like You Mean It was her very first number one.
Okay.
So
Love You Like You Mean It?
Love You Like You Mean It. So, Jason, when you're in the crowd at the Kelsey Ballerini concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question. Should I wear my Stetson tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And my cowboy boots?
Absolutely.
I should.
Yeah.
Do you have a belt buckle?
I do. I have a J.R. Ewing belt buckle.
Yeah, do it all.
Yeah, just lean into the country vibe.
Okay. Because they are. They've been bedazzling their denim last night. They made custom bedazzled denim. So.
Wow.
And Colin and I know nothing about. We're only going to the concert because of the girls.
Yeah.
So. We need to bone up on Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, I think the song that you probably have heard is Homecoming Queen. I feel like that one was...
Really?
It came out a few years ago. Oh, gosh, now I can't
Homecoming. I'll pull it up. There it is. Kelsey Ballerini. Uh-huh. Well, I know... The gays love her. I do know that. I've been told that. My people... Headquarters, Lex, I went to headquarters. And
yes.
And there's a poster of her. Yes. Oh!
Yeah.
What a message. Even the Homecoming Queen cries.
Yeah.
I kind of hoped my Homecoming Queen cried because she made me cry. She was a horrible, horrible, horrible young lady.
Oh, where is she now? You looked her up?
Ooh.
I think she works at like a Red Roof Inn and she's had 3 failed marriages. So I wish her the best. Anyway.
Well, yeah, Jason Gone Country this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, she also has a song with the Chainsmokers, this feeling, too.
Yeah.
Trying to see what...
So she's kind of a country pop crossover artist, for sure.
Janine writes to me on Twitter, wear a Stetson only if you want the people behind you to hate you. Oh, okay.
Oh,
height difference.
Yeah, I am already 6'2", and then if you add boots, I don't want people to hate me tomorrow.
Just wear the boots.
Yeah, just take a picture in the hat.
Okay, I'll do that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Oscar talk. Oscar movie winners by math when we return. It's happening in the month of March at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Hey, it's Jace for the wonderful family of mine at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. If you've never gone to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, what are you waiting for? This is the time. March Madness specials are going on. Are you getting ready for some maybe some pictures, some professional pictures, maybe a reunion, and you want to look your best? Listen to this. Hydrafacial Deluxe is $229 this month. This is the best way to rejuvenate your face and come out with just an amazing glow. So get the Hydrafacial Deluxe for $229 this month. Now look, if you don't want that, but you just want to be a new client, if you're brand new to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more just by mentioning me. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today. Oscar by the numbers coming up in just a second, but first, this is Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything
the Walden. Sponsored by Downy, the fabric softener that makes your clothes smell April fresh as it softens them.
Oh, Downy, sponsoring the Waltons today. That's very nice. There we go. I'm Jason with Lex and Holly. Oh, the Waltons. Good night, John Boy.
Oh, I never watched the Waltons.
Yeah, I didn't either. My parents hated it, but yeah. Oh, well. Okay, the Oscars are this Sunday.
Yeah.
And we
Can
didn't
you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Wow.
We didn't get to this yesterday. Holly Roberts presents Oscar movie winners by math.
Mm. Yes.
We rarely do math on our show, but. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. So this is something that the Hollywood Reporter cooked up, and they did some mathematical predictions that follow the weight of historical data, blah, blah, blah. They did math. And they cooked up some numbers to predict who the heck is going to be winning an Academy Award this Sunday night. So if you're going to an Oscar party and you got an Oscar ballot to fill out and you want to predict via math, we got you covered.
All right.
Oh.
You could win some money, right?
I mean, I don't know how your Oscar pool works.
Yeah, or a DVD or something like that.
Yes.
Or a night with a hooker.
Yeah.
Invite me to that party, okay? Yeah. Let's start.
Well, leave me alone. I'm busy.
Let's start with the big one. Best Picture of the Year.
Yes.
According to math, Jason and Alexis, according to math, Everything Everywhere All at Once has a 61.1% chance of taking the big award, Best Picture.
Okay, over 60%.
Over 60%, beating out all the other nominees. The next would be The Banshees of Inisherin. That has an 8.9% chance of winning Best Picture. So you have your orders.
Gotcha. Okay.
Math says
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's right. All right, Mark.
I would put my money down on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an easy bet.
More Hollywood math. Best Director filling out your Oscar ballot this weekend. 59% chance of the Daniels for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes.
Winning Best Director.
I see a sweepish.
Yeah.
I see a Silence of the Lambs 1991-esque sweep here. I really do. Are you size 14?
Oh, my God. Don't go in the van!
No! Let's go to Best Actor, you guys. Okay. Now, we're giving you Oscar winner predictions via math from The Hollywood Reporter.
Via math.
The numbers say that Austin Butler will win Best Actor for the movie Elvis. 41.7% chance of him winning. Now, Brendan Fraser getting a lot of buzz for The Whale. He is at 33.2%, so it's not so clear here.
I got to tell you, this could be the surprise that really isn't a surprise. I could see Brendan winning it and no one batting an eye. I really do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, remember that Colin Farrell won the Golden Globe.
That is correct.
For Best Actor.
He is number three, 11.2% chance that Colin Farrell could win Best Actor for The Banshees of Inisherin this Sunday night.
This could be a surprise one. This could be, I'm not surprised. This one could be up in the air. I wouldn't lay money on this one, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah. Here's another one. This one, math is getting tricky.
Okay.
All right. So The Hollywood Reporter crunched the numbers, and they're saying for Best Actress at the Oscars this Sunday night, the math says Kate Blanchett for Tar is going to take home the Oscar with a 52.9% chance of winning. And then Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once, 26.3%.
That's why I thought would be one. Wow.
Right.
Well, let's see. Blanchett won a Critics' Choice Award, right?
Well, she won a BAFTA and a Critics' Choice.
Okay.
And she won the Golden Globe. Now, Michelle Yeoh won the last, she won the SAG. But apparently, math says, you guys, Jason and Alexis, math says that the SAG doesn't have a lot of weight in the equation.
Mm-hmm. But why? Because wouldn't it, if it's the largest voting block?
Yeah.
How the hell did that math come?
You're asking me a math question.
I know, Holly. I know.
Gotta prioritize.
Let's move on to a couple of other big Oscar nominations. We're figuring out math. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Best Supporting Actor.
Okay.
Ki-Hui Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, 78.9%.
Oh, yeah.
The math. Yeah.
Yes.
And we're going to be crying.
Oh, just for his speech alone, can he win?
Yes.
We're gonna have emotions. So that one's very clear. Although,
he's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. What a performance.
In that film.
Yeah. Let's move to Best Supporting Actress Oscar predictions via math.
Okay.
Angela Bassett, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, is the leader with 39.8%, although following fairly close behind, Jamie Lee Curtis for Everything Everywhere All at Once, 26.8%. Very tricky, because the supporting acting Oscar sometimes acts as a de facto Lifetime Achievement Award.
Holly, you took the words out of my little mouth.
Yep. And so both these individuals, Angela Bassett, Jamie Lee Curtis, well-deserving of a Lifetime Achievement Award, if we're going to be acting like that. But the math says
Angela
Bassett.
I think it's going to be Jamie Lee.
Oh, really?
I say Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
Yeah. Colin saw, I don't know. Yep,
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I say Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
I'll stick with Angela.
Okay.
Okay. The math is on both of your sides.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Is that it?
Well, we do have some more. I don't know if we have time for that.
Fine.
Yeah, we're good.
those are the biggins.
Those are the biggins. You have your math marching orders.
Yes.
Yes. You're mathing. Look at you. It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning, and we've already done some hardcore math.
Guys, we're always solving for X.
No, you're the only one that does that, Lex.
Always.
You're the only one that solves for X on a daily basis. Yeah. The
you don't
only
even know
one.
You're doing it, Jace.
I don't even know how to do it. My math teachers hated me, so no. Well, I'll keep this quick because we're up against a break here, but I have it on the sheet. Jeff found this article yesterday about, where was it? It was actually a legitimate, I can't think of the website it was from. Anyway, this guy put together this comprehensive list, a plan to, in his words, fix the Oscars. And one of his ideas was basically treat it like the Super Bowl. Now, look, as I say this plan, ABC's never going to do this, but I actually think it has some merit.
What does he mean by that?
Yeah.
He means that you start the show way earlier, and act one is where you put kind of the craft awards, you know, your cinematography and your editing and da-da-da-da. And then at 6 o'clock, you have what they are referring to as halftime, but it's not really a halftime. That is where you put all of the performances of the of original song. You have the performers act
like
all the original song.
Show.
And also during that time, you publicize that brand new movie trailers from studios will be released during that portion of the broadcast.
Ooh,
just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, a nice little tease section.
Yep.
Well, that's smart.
And then in prime time, you have the biggins. You have the actor, actress, director. And then the show is over by 9 o'clock central, and networks, well, it would be ABC. ABC can launch another show after the Oscars like the Super Bowl does. And it solves the problem of the Oscars running past people's bedtimes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. I'm like, early bedtime.
I actually think if I was ABC, I've always said this should be treated like the Super Bowl. I think this is brilliant. But it'll never be done.
Agreed.
But
yeah, agreed.
We're ready to go. Can we get Bob Iger on the phone?
Yeah. I'll call Bob after the
show. Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Come on, Bob.
But after the break, we're going to play a little game. But first, allow me to tell you about listener rewards. That's right. You're a listener, so therefore you shall be awarded. This month you can win concert tickets to the Chicks at the Minnesota State Fair August 25th, now on the app, plus a Bose wireless speaker, gift cards for shopping, dining, and more. See everything up for grabs at your home for entertainment, mytalk1071.com. It's game time next.
I'm riding. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Home at last. Snap on the TV. Me and my baby got the stars in our eyes. Gonna let the magic come and carry us away and get a big surprise.
da. This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
You'll love it on ABC. That's right. From 1985.
Whoa.
Big network promotion. Some of the voices that you heard there, the cast of The Love Boat, plus John Forsythe and Linda Evans, and Holly's favorite, Webster, Emmanuel Lewis, was up in there. That's right. Ben Vereen was there, and many more.
Slapping that Randy Newman song.
That's right. We're so glad you're here. Welcome back to the show. Jason and Alexis in the Morning, your source for everything entertainment. Let's get ready to laugh and play a little game. It is one of our favorites, and though the Open says it's new, it's not new anymore.
Very well, well, well. You have 5 seconds.
Seconds. 5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game, 5 Second Showdown.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
Seconds. 5 seconds. That's right. 5 Second Showdown, y'all.
Yeah, y'all.
Please play at home if you would like. Let us begin.
Get mine open too.
Get yours open too.
Alrighty.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is a geography.
Uh-oh.
I know. Turn your brain on, Lex.
Yeah, we already did math today.
I know.
Yeah.
Call me for X always.
Here we go, Lex. Okay. Name 3 countries that start with E.
Egypt, Ethiopia, Egret.
Egret?
Isn't that a varmint? That's a, or some kind of rodent?
It's a beautiful bird.
Oh!
It's a bird.
Oh, okay, I'm wrong. Bye. I'm like thinking of like a nutria or something.
There's no egret in the world.
I don't think so.
No.
All right. Well,
Holly Roberts.
Oh, well, here we go.
Here we go. Holly,
yes.
Name 3 places where you can find telephone numbers.
A phone book, in my phone, and on billboards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to say bathroom walls.
But yeah.
Oh. No, I found a few of those in my day.
No. Yeah. My number's been on a few bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, we need to know those stories later, friends.
555 lick.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
All right, Jace, you ready?
I am ready.
Name 3 celebrities named Kevin.
Kevin Costner, Kevin Spacey, Perv, and Kevin Eubanks.
Kevin Eubanks!
Yes! Yeah,
repping that Tonight Show!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the warning on the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know why Mervy.
So,
Oh, I know why he popped my mind, because I was just watching my favorite Johnny Carson documentary from PBS, and narrated
Guess
it,
what so. I watched oh, over the weekend.
That one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
American
I love
Masters.
That document. Yep.
Oh, wow. Look
at you guys. Okay, oh, Lex, you'll be great at this.
Okay, All right.
Because we kind of sometimes do this on the show.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Name 3 words you can use to say bye.
Adios, sayonara, aloha.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, Alexis. Okay. Oh my
Peace
God.
Out, yo.
No, stay God. Here. Okay.
Oh my okay. God.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I'm closing my eyes in preparation.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Oh God. Holly. Name 3 brands of condoms.
Durex, Big Boys, and Stretchies.
Big Boys.
I don't think that exists. Maybe it does.
I wanted to
so bad. Honey, did you put the Big Boys on?
Yeah. Wait, those are called Magnums, right? No,
Magnums.
Or is that,
yeah,
that
no,
that's also
called
an ice cream.
Well,
I
think it's both a condom and an ice cream treat.
Thank you for and clarifying.
If you have to use a Magnum, you are a treat.
What was the number again?
Magnum, yeah. 555 Lick.
Yeah. And for the record, I've never used Magnums. I've used Minimums. That's right. Yeah.
Lil John's.
Lil Smokies.
Yeah, Lil Smokies.
Oh, God. That's the one you ask for in a whisper.
Yeah.
They're behind the counter.
Hi, Sue. Do you have the Little Smokies?
Hi. Hi, Sharon. I will take this king-size Snickers bar, this copy of Mechanics Daily, a Slim Jim, and some Little Smokies. Thank you.
Put that at the bottom of the pyramid, though, okay? Yeah. All right, everything else goes on top.
Yeah, well, girl, you won't be able to.
Products go on top, yeah. Oh, God.
Like, please put your copy of Gigantic Butts right on top. I'd rather you see my copy of Gigantic Butts featuring Cheeky LaRue.
Oh, sometimes those little Smokies, they know what they're doing.
Oh, I don't know about that, Alexis. I really don't.
Isn't it the motion of the ocean?
You know, you'd like
and
to.
And the way the puzzle fits?
No.
You'd like
not,
to
no.
think that, Alexis.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that.
That's like that's an urban myth. Like watermelon seeds in your belly grows a watermelon. It doesn't.
It doesn't? What?
No. Yeah, you're like. Oh, is that a light breeze? Yeah. Is your window open?
Have we started this?
Is that a light breeze?
Drafty in here. Check your energy bill, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the cat rubbing up against me? What is that?
Well,
it's not going to get better than that. We should just close this.
Yeah, I
know. Okay. Alexis has a story of a Ouija board, and then we'll talk the new Mandalorian when we come back. Hi, everybody. It's Jace, live for AAA Movers. I have moved to AAA Movers. We've moved 4 times. That's right. And I wouldn't move with anyone else because they're the best. Their crews are the best. Look, you know, moving crews have your entire life kind of in their hands. Precious items like photo albums, mirrors that you got from your great aunt, credenzas, dining room tables. And the great news for you, AAA Movers has the best crews. They're going to be respectful and careful with your items, but quick and efficient. Quick and efficient, and you want that on your moving day. And trust me, they're the best. So book your move now before the date that you want isn't available, because that does happen. So don't procrastinate. Call right now. They're not open yet. 612-588-MOVE or go to AAAMOVERS.com. Trust AAA Movers. You don't move every day, but they do.
Boots. Socks.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my talk. And streaming all over the internet. At mytalk1071.com. Hey, don't forget to download the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. Available right now. Wherever you find your podcast, you're not going to want to miss this one. Not only do we talk about the brand new roller coaster that's been controversial, called Tron, Light Cycle Run, but you will hear the lovely story of how Colin's pool outfit led to some scared senior citizens.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Search for Two Fairy Godfathers and download the new episode, and yeah, you'll hear that lovely story. Meanwhile, it's Thursday, March 9th, 2023. Lex, what is this Ouija board story? What is this?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so in Colombia,
okay,
there some girls decided they wanted to play some Ouija board.
Okay.
Which, you know, I remember doing this, and yeah, I can see the feelings, but what happened was 28 of them were hospitalized with anxiety.
What?
After playing with this Ouija board in Colombia.
Anxiety. Really?
They did it at school, and I guess they were suffering from fainting, anxiety, other symptoms at school, and the principal was like, what is going on? And so they would just send them to the hospital one by one, and it turned out to be 28 of them. And now the parents are upset because now they were playing with this Ouija board at school.
Okay.
So do you guys feel this way about it too? I mean, do we stay away from the Ouija board?
Oh, at school?
Or just in life?
In general. Do not invite things that could come through on the Ouija board your life.
Yeah. Because it spells out things and... Man, I'm trying to remember. We used to do that stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
And that was just kind of fun. But then this, there's just something about a Ouija board that just feels very real.
Look, I don't like the new trend of banning books, but you can ban Ouija boards.
Right. Are we okay with this? Communicating with the dead?
Now that you can take away.
That could be an extracurricular activity that we do outside of school.
Yeah,
for sure. But and then, with the mysterious messages that you get, it's just, man.
Because you're right. There's a lot of kids. I'm not going to say everyone listening, every teenager, but I know I did. Lex, you just said you did. I know when I was a teenager, it was one of the things you did at sleepovers.
Yes.
You got the Ouija board out. I remember doing it in my room with my friend Bernice and Brian. And yeah, wish that Ouija board would have told me what would have happened a few minutes later, but that's fine.
It's not predicting the future, Jason. It's just calling the dead.
Oh, that's right.
There was no foretaste there.
No, it didn't. It didn't tell me not to... Not to lose my virginity on a waterbed. I was going to say,
what happened after that?
I wish the Ouija board would have told me not to do that.
Yeah. Now, this happened in Colombia, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure that going back to a story from a couple of days ago, it wasn't the cocaine hippos from Pablo Escobar's... former compound that we're trying to communicate with these girls.
Lex, that's a legitimate question.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Please
don't castrate me. Maybe it's their balls communicating.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know if body part's good, but...
That took a turn.
Oh, absolutely. What's new on this show? But I'm really curious to see what those teens were trying to conjure up, because the symptoms were violent vomiting, abdominal pain, muscle spasms, and just the sheer amount, 28 of them going to the hospital because of it.
Well.
You just wonder, whoa.
That's Satan.
Well, see, that's what I was wondering if you were going there too.
Satan?
Yes.
That's right.
What? You ring.
Leave the children alone.
Satan, did you get those Colombian kids sick?
We were just having fun.
It's not your fault?
I warned them. Talking to me gives you a little diarrhea sometimes.
Lex, can I tell you something? There's a lot of things we can hang our hat on this show. You know what I mean? We've helped businesses.
Uh-huh.
We've helped the station reach ratings records.
Yeah.
We've brought on
my local.
We've opened people's eyes and their hearts. But I got to tell you know what I'm most proud of?
Ooh, what's that?
The fact that both God and Satan are on our show. You know what I mean?
Both of them. Incredible.
God. I mean, no offense to our colleagues, but you're not going to find God and Satan on Lori and Julia. Well, you might find Satan.
How do you think they got those raspberry cookies?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
All coming together. They get the Girl Scout black market cookies.
Yeah.
And now they're gone? Huh?
Amazing.
No.
From Columbia to Ouija boards to Satan to God to Mandalorian. Did you guys watch? Lex, did you watch when he got home last night?
No, I haven't, because that is one show I can't cheat on my husband with. He'll be very mad. It was too late by the time we got home yesterday. Okay, so you watched it when you got home?
I sure did. Yeah, because Colin, I made him wait. I was like,
yeah,
no.
See?
So I came home. And I'll give the two of you one guess. And my talkers, I'll give everybody one guess. What do you think Colin was doing while Lex and I were at an event at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater? Anybody? Anybody out there? Anybody in their car? Oh. What do you think Colin was doing?
Bueller?
Did he order a large pizza?
Ooh. Yeah, did he throw away the box? Did you smell it?
I love that you know him like that. He did, in fact, order a pizza.
Love.
But not Broadway. He did not get Broadway. He had a coupon for Domino's.
Okay, yum.
And he was playing Harry Potter.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So Colin was living his best life.
He was living his best life. That's right.
Because he was supposed to come with us. To come.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it the game?
Well, no, I told him not to because I wasn't sure how much we were going to be. We thought we were going to be meeting like Walmart greeters. We thought we were, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I didn't want him by him, you know, having to be by himself. So I told him not. I politely asked him to not join us.
Uninvited him.
I uninvited him because I also knew.
Well, he's having the best time ever.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, I knew without me there, he could have a delightful,
yes,
delightful night playing Harry Potter. You know?
Yes.
And he sure did. He was living his Oprah best life.
That sounds right. Like it.
Yeah.
How is that game? Do you get to... Are you yourself, or do you play a character from the show?
You create your own. He's his own wizard named Colin Biddlesworth.
Okay.
I named him. Thank you very much. Colin Biddlesworth. But, yeah.
Love.
And he informed me yesterday... After all of the hours he's played, he isn't even halfway through this game.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Talking Hogwarts Legacy, if you just tuned in. But
so he's playing Quidditch and spells. And...
Oh, he was farting and his character was farting and burping yesterday. That's how real this is.
Living that butterbeer life.
That's right.
The game is doing more flagellants than you, Jace.
After my chicken Chanhassen. Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, second chance romance
we're
and more.
Love.
No, we're not.
Oh.